On this special Child Month edition of the Arts Page, we spend time with students from the Mona Preparatory School Speech Choir. Stay with us.
No man is an island. No man stands alone. This adage suggests that we are all connected in this race called life. And so I stand here to encourage you to act accordingly. Our Father in heaven created each and every one of us, men, women, boys, girls, as part of this world to not only live, but to be fit to live with.
Mona Preparatory School is known for producing well-rounded students, balanced in academics and extracurricular activities like the Junior Schools Challenge Quiz and the Jamaica Cultural Development JCDC competitions. The Arts Page recently sat down with two members of the school's speech choir and drama program, Annalise Dallas and Christopher Madden, along with their teacher Brian Johnson. Mr. Johnson tells us about the school's achievements in the just concluded JCDC Performing Arts Finals.
This year was a record-breaking year for Mona Prep. We won so many awards at festival at JCDC. In the speech choir alone, we received one bronze medal, 4 silver medal, 8 gold, and for drama, 1 bronze, 6 silver, 6 gold medals. So that's what, 18 gold medals in all, 10 silver, and 2 bronze. Because of that, and because of what we've been doing in the other areas, drumming, music, dance, we received the trophy in Kingston and St. Andrew for the best primary level school in the performing arts this year.
Mr. Johnson says when children are given the chance to express themselves creatively, the positive results are endless. This is why schools all across the island are encouraged to facilitate drama clubs, choirs, and glee clubs to allow children to get involved, to build their confidence and self-esteem.
The drama program, I think, is a very excellent program because, first of all, it builds confidence. It allows students to express themselves in ways that they are not able to in the regular class setting.
Even the quietest of students bloom into the most opinionated, intellectually sound debaters and performers because of what they learn in these clubs. 11-year-old Christopher Madden says he can certainly attest to this.
The speech program at Mona Prep really helped me to become more outspoken, to control the energy that's inside of me, to put it into something productive.
Being involved in the performing arts also teaches discipline.
It's also very hard to get everybody together at the same time early enough because at Mona Prep, we rehearse in the mornings instead of after school.
Extracurricular activities also teach students how to work as a team.
The children have to learn to work together. We have different personalities. We have to understand that some persons are not as outspoken as you are. And so instead of putting that person down or saying, that person can't perform or why is she getting a part in the production? You know, you have to understand that. Let us help her. What can I do to help you? And they actually do help each other.
Teacher of speech and drama at Mona Preparatory, Brian Johnson. You heard from Annalise Dallas earlier. She believes her poem reflects one of the key solutions to many of the problems we face as a nation.
We are all important to the success of this world. Whether you work in the classroom or on a field, in a kitchen or in an office, we must be dedicated to working together for the greater good of mankind.
I think that's a very powerful piece because it talks about no one being an island, which infers that no one is alone and that we are all in this together no matter what happens and someone will always be there for you.
Mona Preparatory has advanced to the final rounds of the Children's Gospel Song Competition. The event is scheduled to be held this Sunday, May 29 at Rani Williams Entertainment Center at 6:30 p.m. That concludes our special Child Month edition of the Arts Page. Here's a timely reminder from Mona Prep as the month's activities come to a close.
Protect the children. Show them that you care. Protect the children.
Yeah.
Evil people out there. Protect the children. Children. Children.
That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.